I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
A Wisconsinite. How you doing, man?
Hey, doing great. Thanks for having me on the show.
So, first of all, we're going to be in Rice Lake, your hometown. How does one begin to race in Rice Lake to go from that to the Mazda Series where you're at now?
Right. I actually grew up in Birchwood, Wisconsin, just north of Rice Lake, so okay. Small town. But Rice Lake's the biggest, closest town. So I started racing go-karts at John Menard's go-kart track down in Eau Claire, Wisconsin.
Really?
At the Menard's Distribution Center. He's got a little go-kart track back there. That's where Paul and Charlie Menard grew up racing go-karts as well. Saw my older brother doing it and thought that's something I would like to do. So it was just something I started doing when I was 8 years old just for fun on the weekends with my family.
How long did it take you to start beating your brother?
My brother and I actually never really raced against each other in the same category because he's 6 years older than me.
Okay.
So we were always like a little bit apart in terms of what classes we were riding in go-karts. But the couple times we did race against each other, my brother actually beat me.
Really?
Yeah, honestly.
So
yeah, Scott's honor.
How did he not end up into this sport full-time?
Right. Well, my brother's turned it out to be 6 feet tall and about 200 pounds
there
by the time he was 16 years old. So he was playing varsity football when he was a sophomore in high school. So basically, that's when your karting career and maybe potentially car racing career would take off. So he was playing football and really enjoying doing that. So the racing thing wasn't as big for him.
So we can talk racing here a little bit later because you tell me about the nuances of Turtleback because I'm going to be playing golf there next week.
Oh, great.
I was there last year, but I never played. So
yeah.
I'm there for the Celebrity Classic, so I'm going to be playing there. You apparently played there as a
I have played there, yes. Yeah. So I was on the golf team in high school, and we played our conference finals there all 4 years of high school, or maybe 3 years of high school. Anyhow, yeah, I've played there a few times. Really narrow fairways, so you've got to be good off the tee box.
You
got to be good off the tee box. So whatever you hit straight, that's what's going to matter more. The holes aren't really long. It's not a long course.
Beautiful looking course, though.
Oh, it looks great. Yeah, looks great. Greens are always fast. But they're big as well. So
okay.
Narrow fairways, big greens,
right.
Fast greens.
Best advice I've gotten all day is probably not to play. that being said, here at Road America, what is it about this road course that makes it so special? And I mean, I know you travel and everything.
Sure.
But it seems to be everybody I talked to, specifically when I came in this morning, they said, first of all, the track's in unbelievable condition, mm-hmm. The surroundings are, and it's a beautiful weekend. So that has a lot to do with it. But what is it about this road course?
For me, personally, what's great about it is when I was 12, 13 years old, I got to drive go-karts on this track, road race go-karts. So I was in my little Briggs & Stratton lay-down go-kart, and I drove go-karts around the whole big track. So this was my first experience on a real big racetrack.
Now, you didn't race on the go-kart track in the back?
No, we did.
Really?
We did. It was called the Road America Super Nationals at the time.
Okay.
Back in the early 2000s.
And how fast do those things go? About 100 and...
I mean, the go-kart that I drove when I was 12 years old maybe only did 80 miles an hour here. But still, 12 years old doing 80 miles an hour, you
sure.
Felt pretty cool about that. And then I moved up into shifter carts when I got a little older, and my favorite memory of Road America here is doing the rolling start with shifter carts coming up the hill, and there's about 100 go-karts on the track at a time,
right.
And so it's just a crazy start, and it's really cool, and it was like the Talladega of go-karts because everybody's in a big pack. There's huge draft in go-karts, so it was a lot of fun. Learned a lot of racecraft.
So when you're in the go-kart thing, I mean, it seems faster because you're only about 2 inches off the ground, correct?
Yeah, it seems fast. Here it didn't seem as fast just because the straightaways are so long. The track seems so big for a go-kart. I mean, turn one was pretty much flat out, and three was like a little break, and five you were braking at the one board basically or closer. So, you know, it's a huge track. Didn't feel as fast in go-karts. But my first experience ever in a race car was here as well at Road America in a Skip Barber 3-day racing school. And so first day in a race car was here. My first time in a go-kart on a big racetrack was here. And then my first win in a race car ever came here in the summer of 2012. After winning a scholarship from the Skip Barber Racing School to compete in their summer series. So my first race in a car was here, and I won it. So a lot of great memories here.
Talking with Aaron Tielitz. He is a Wisconsin native running with the Pro Mazda team, who, by the way, just tweeted us out. They're all over it, man. They're quick about your PR stuff.
Yeah, we got Parker. I think Parker's in here.
Yeah, we man, it's just like people tweeting it out like that. This course this weekend, now what's the favorite part of the course? Because is it down where the fans are in the bottom before you come to the straightaway, or is it in the canyon of trees in the back, or where is it?
My favorite part of the racetrack is after the kink going through the forest down to Canada Corner. It's just so cool down there. It feels like you're just racing down a country lane. I mean, there happens to be a catch fence on either side, but just trees everywhere, and it feels like you're going down into a valley, and then after Canada, you come back up out of it, and then you're uphill all the way down to turn one, basically.
Yeah, it's a really cool undulating course. I had a chance to go to the road course in Sonoma during Super Bowl this year, and while people really like that, they said there's no place like this. This is just a gem in the middle of the country.
And it's awesome because it hasn't been changed since the 1950s when they built this place, so all the corners are still the same as they were back then, and it still has that kind of, you know, old school racetrack feel to it.
So enjoy the weekend. I know you and your team are going to have a great time. You guys have qualifying coming up a little bit later on today.
Yes, we do.
Correct.
Yep.
And good luck to you, man.
Hey, thank you very much.
Give a shout out to anybody back out in Rice Lake or anybody above because the signal reaches there.
Yeah, well, huge shout out to the Mazda Road to Indy, Mazda and Cooper Tires for putting on this whole series.
Shout out to like an old girlfriend to see. See, you could have
We got to do this first. We've got to do this first, and then I've got to give a shout out to my to all my fans that are here at the racetrack. They're awesome, and all my supporters as well, Rice Lake Weighing Systems, Rising Star Racing, Maurice Chippewa Valley Mazda,
okay,
all those guys, and Team Pelfrey as well for okay, giving me an awesome car this weekend.
And anybody that thought you couldn't make it back in Rice Lake or that area?
That's right, yeah.
Shout out to that. There you go. All right, man, appreciate it.
Hey, good luck to you. Thanks.
Aaron Tielitz joining us for a couple of minutes on the Bill Michaels Show. Stick around. We've got a lot more up here at Road America.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.